From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel with your letters. First, this one from Francisca Diaz in Kyle, Texas. She heard our story yesterday about three high school dropouts and shared this story about her own daughter.
She writes this: she got her GED, went on to get her associate's degree at a good community college, her bachelor's degree, master's degree, and is now working towards her PhD at one of the largest universities in the U.S. It may be hard, but it can be done.
Yesterday, I spoke with head ELF Pete Fontana about the U.S. Postal Service's Operation Santa program. He told us about sad letters to Santa that he's reading this year from kids affected by the recession.
Well, our story reminded Jennifer Duval of Columbus, Georgia, about a similar situation at the high school where she teaches. She writes, one of the other teachers had watched two sisters walking to school in below-freezing weather. She noticed that a few blocks from the school, the younger sister took off her coat and gave it to the older sister. She didn't think much about it until the next day when the girls repeated this behavior. She stopped the older of the two girls later that day and inquired about it. The girl hung her head, and she sheepishly replied that they only had one coat between them, and they would swap halfway so that they wouldn't get too cold. This other teacher stopped that afternoon and bought the girls a second coat. After listening to your story, I decided there was more that could be done. I went to the store and bought both girls warm hats, scarves, and gloves, as well as a little treat.
And our listener continues, please keep inspiring people like me. Well, keep your comments coming. You can write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.